Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jonathan Salem Baskin is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jonathan is a good friend of ours. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for a while now. He is a branding expert, and he runs a global branding consultancy that's been helping people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace for nigh on to three decades. He's the author of an outstanding book on branding and marketing called Branding Only Works on Cattle, and he's our good friend Jonathan Baskin. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. It's great to be here, as always.
It's good to have you back. Jonathan, one of the things that I've been pointing out to folks for the last couple of 3 years is how customers are changing the way they feel about the relationship with businesses, and they seem to me that they're less likely to want to be marketed to and more likely to be wanted to be connected with. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think that's a great way of putting it. As always, Jim, every time we talk, I always get great ideas that I hope you're allowing me the opportunity to repurpose as my own, because I think
you're going to steal it. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying it's the highest form of flattery. Yes.
Yeah. You're not. And so the rest of that story is I'm not going to get a check. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Other than my undying gratitude.
Yeah.
But to your point, Jim, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, the difference between being marketed to and having a conversation with is really a question of substance. We've been talking a lot in the marketing world and in the branding world in particular about how we go about communicating and all the great, you know, era-changing ways we have of communicating, whether it used to be print or the big idea was TV and now it's social media, what have you. I think you're hitting a more important point, which is not so much the how, but the what are we communicating. And the substance of telling people things, sort of the marketing too, versus the sharing with them and truly talking to them about things that matter to them in terms of the what we're talking about, I think is probably the big aha. At least I'm seeing this year in my business and in the businesses I write about in research. I call it, you know, the great awakening. You know, when we talk about the economic meltdown and all the changes in the marketplace in terms of customers and consumers right. not being that interested in buying, I think one of the fundamental things that happens is they actually all woke up. Reality is sort of a cold slap in the face, and they woke up and said, huh, do I believe and do I need half this stuff that these brands are telling me? And the
right.
answer was no. So I think it's a fundamental shift that is relevant to whether you're a one-person business in your home office or, you know, Coca-Cola or Boeing. It's the same challenge.
Well, and see, the thing is, the reason why I'm excited about what you're saying right now and this whole idea of how the relationship is changing between customers and businesses is because everything that we're talking about is a good thing for small business. The way customers are moving, the trajectory that the customer is moving in is more in our direction, because we're better at this one-on-one thing, the communication thing, the connection thing. We're better at that than the big businesses are.
Oh, absolutely. And I think a small business, almost whether it's by default or by intention, comes by it naturally.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, forget about, and again, and we all wish there were these miracle cures, right? We all wish that I could, you know, post something on Facebook or send out a tweet and customers would just automatically appear and care and hand me their money. We all have that dream, and maybe someday
right.
somday will figure out how to do that. The reality that the small business person lives every minute is how do you actually tell customers things they really care about and listen to what they need and then satisfy them. And interestingly enough, Jim, that conversation starts before you sell them a product, and it continues after you sell them
right.
a product. It's
exactly.
that continuum. And I think the small business person is absolutely positioned to exploit this opportunity, again, versus a bigger business that almost has to rely on customers showing up because they got to sell in such volume and they spend so much. They got to hope there's this automatic machine. The small business person can give the customer what they actually want.
That's exactly right. And the thing about when you talk about honesty in marketing and honesty in branding, we're not talking, folks. We're not talking about lying. We're talking about the framing of the message. You know, I was thinking as I was thinking about your point about honesty in marketing, I was thinking about the way a photographer takes a picture of, let's say, if you were taking a picture of a plate of a table setting with food on it for a restaurant, you wouldn't set that table for the people who are going to be eating the food. Because that wouldn't be a very good presentation on the film, on the print. You would have to arrange that table in a way that only fits the camera's need, not the person using it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what marketing is. It's framing. It's the traditional marketing that we and I have known has been framing situating the message in a way that's suitable for mass delivery. But if you ever saw that as it sits there on an individual basis, it would look really weird. It would look it would look contrived and manipulative, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the whole I think you're absolutely right, Jim. That's the whole kind of changeover from designing your communications or your selling based on your brand or your vision of yourself versus basing the delivery on what the customer needs, when they need it, and the way they need it. And the answer is, and I say it a lot, you can remember, I'm a small business person myself. So, you know, when I look at selling to my customers and my relationships with my customers, I have my own vision of the way they should want stuff, and I have an idea of how they should want to see it and why they should want to buy it. And inevitably, I'm wrong. Sometimes I'm really wrong because, you know, the customer truly is right. At least when it comes to it, they know what they want, how they want it, and when they want it. And it's a challenge for us as small business people to kind of keep our eyes open. And again, I wish there were an easier answer, but there isn't. The good news, though, is that the answer is really clear and simple. And that is, to your point, it's not about, you know, it's not like the invention of lying movie where, you know, your marketing has to be telling the truth down to the point of saying, you know, I'm selling brown cola. I hope you buy it when you can't buy Coke, you know, for that ad for
right.
It's not that type of honesty, but honesty in terms of being authentic, being credible,
right.
Being meaningful, being useful.
Well, and since more of the since a connection is not a mass production, the message has got to be more like how we're going to consume it and less like what the camera sees. Stand by, quick break, right back with Jonathan Salem Baskin after these messages. His book is called Branding Only Works on Cattle. 20 after. Stay with us. Does everybody really know what time it is? Welcome back. It's 23 after. A little Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for joining me on the Small Business Advocate Show. That's also our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Jonathan Salem Baskin, the author of Branding Only Works on Cattle. Jonathan, tell us how we can find you and your book.
Yeah, well, thanks, Jim. Yeah, my website obviously is my name, JonathanSalemBaskin.com. I write a blog a couple times a week called Dim Bulb, which is dimbulb.net, and I would be thrilled if anybody would check out one of my books on Amazon.com, and let me know what you think.
So check it out, folks. As you can tell from hearing Jonathan, he's got the goods. Jonathan, we're talking about this whole idea of connecting, about honesty, and having more connection, more reality in marketing, more accuracy, less contrivance, less manipulation. And here's the reason why I think this is what's going on, and I'd like your thoughts on it.
Okay.
I'm a lot older than you, but you've been around the block a couple of times, and you remember when people got their very first microwave.
Oh, sure.
You remember when people got their very first computer.
Oh, very first cell phone.
What else? What is there now that people can get that's their very first thing? Okay, the iPad, but that's not a good example because we already got all that capability. That's just another form factor. So my point is we've got so much stuff. It's hard to impress us anymore. And so now, you know, we don't need you, a company, to change our lives. We just need them to serve us. And I think I think service requires closer proximity. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Proximity, both in terms of kind of the content of the relationship, and even also proximity to the reality of my daily life. I think you're right. What industrial thing can be built that will truly delight people, like the first vacuum cleaner or the first television? Not going to happen. The best thing that any business, small or large, could give to their customer is the gift of time. And that seems to me to be the commodity.
We're valuing our time more than our money these days, aren't we?
I think absolutely. So if I can, as a small business owner, again, do things faster, better, cheaper, and more conveniently for my customers, that's probably a brand differentiator that's far more compelling than necessarily coming up with a great ad or, for that matter, trying to come up with a subtle functional difference in what I'm building or what I'm offering.
Right.
Just make yourself better, closer, more meaningful, more relevant. And again, there's no easy answer to that. I keep coming back to this idea that we all reach for these social media or other tools that are going to just change our lives overnight. They're just tools. And I think, Jim, what you're talking about is how do you purpose them? Well, actually, purpose is a great word. How do you use them to have some ultimate purpose, which is ultimately to sell stuff better, faster, cheaper, and more often to customers who are going to say, thank you, may I please have another?
Now, now marketing and branding and advertising are not going away. People still need to learn about us when they're in places where we might not be physically. That's still going to happen. One of the things I've been telling some folks for the last couple of years, Jonathan, is I've told some senior VPs of marketing and advertising, in 5 years, 3 years, that won't be your title. You'll be senior VP of connections or senior VP of communities, which will mean you'll be doing advertising and marketing, but it'll only be two or three of the five or six main things you'll be doing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's funny because I work with, again, small business, and I'm a small business person. I also work with global brands, and we talk a lot about this idea of what ultimately is your brand. Is it the intention to buy? Or is it sort of a future-looking thing, which is very kind of squishy and intangible and sort of the way people measure it and look at it now is how people think or feel? Or is it simply the narrative? Is it the report of what happened yesterday in terms of that conversation, Jim, you're talking about? Is the conversation itself, in fact, proof of your brand? So in other words, I don't have a strong, solid, marketable brand unless I can look at the last 24 hours and say, here's what I did in terms of talking to my customers, and here's what they said back. And being able to measure it that way and say that's the reality of relationship is really your brand strength. And so the better those conversations, the more relationship, the more brand you have. And conversely, if you just think it's out there and you take a poll saying how many people are thinking about my stuff, ultimately it doesn't make any money.
And speaking of brand conversations, isn't that one of the ways that we're going to leverage our brand in the future, is less on a billboard and more other people talking about our brands?
Oh, absolutely. And again, absolutely. And the driver of those conversations is going to shift away from conversations about marketing to conversations about reality.
And as you said earlier, what do I need? How do I need help with it? And how can you help me with that?
Absolutely. There's a whole new liturgy of books being written now about sort of the web credibility, the reputation of web referral and recommendation. These are giant areas. Again, you look at most of the conversations now, and they're about whether or not people like advertising or they like the new marketing campaign. But the substantive stuff, the stuff we actually already care about, are the TripAdvisors, are the ratings on Amazon. They're all the things that we're
actually helping each other make. User-generated content.
Right. To prompt and enable better buying.
Yeah.
Ultimately, again, I don't want to have a relationship with my toothpaste brand. I just want to have cleaner teeth.
Exactly. Hey, Jonathan, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website again one more time.
Jim. Again, it's dimbulb.net, or look me up at JonathanSalemBaskin.com.
And the book is called Branding Only Works on Cattle. Hey, Jonathan, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Jonathan Salem Baskin. I like that name. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.